This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Easily beating back the recall effort in California and touting the victory over recall as a rejection of Trumpism. What say you, America? Weigh in. Unofficial poll. Thumbs up, thumbs down on Newsom back in our largest state. Kate at KateDelaneyRadio.com. Larry Elder, the conservative talk show host, had the bulk of the, I'll call them votes, if Newsom did not have the amount of people voting for him to stay and not be recalled. Larry Elder or another Republican would have stepped into that spot in the Golden State. Hey, Kate Delaney, thanks so much for hanging with us from right to left and everywhere in between. It's about the conversation in your backyard and mine, whatever that conversation is. There's always some COVID mixed in, let's face it. It's the world that we live in, right? To mass, not mass, to vax, not vax, fights over rights and all of that in between, misinformation, correct information, whatever you deem to be correct, because we all seem to have very different points of view in this country. And then the wall of water that has no politics, in a sense, attached to it, because it is the hurricane that Nicholas had slammed into the Gulf Coast, but quickly was not a hurricane once it raced ashore. It was more about the water that dumped on Louisiana and on Texas and people without power. It's the same themes that we keep saying over and over again. You know, here we go. We have another hurricane. We have another warning. But I think people are taking the warnings much more seriously when I say that, when they hear that we're talking about floodwaters and it could be catastrophic. I think the idea to just try to kind of wait it out fades into the background. And so that's a good thing because people are paying attention to that. You know, you get weary when you live in an area that's low-lying and you know that it could flood. But what does that mean in your mind? What kind of flood are you thinking? And I think Ida really opened up some people's eyes. You know, you got 400,000 plus without power. You got a Texas town that's practically underwater at this point. Houston got hit really, really hard. Some areas flooded in Houston. But the good news is there was more preparation in case that happened. So there were swift boat rescues, and there were people on deck for that. And there was water that was diverted, and that's the best part of that. Because none of it's great, but the fact that you have you know, the fact that you had people that were even more prepared, I think, is an excellent thing. Let's put it that way. An excellent thing. The Newsom story is big in the sense that this was a challenge, a historic recall effort, because in this country we haven't had very many of those, and he had to convince more than half the voters that he should remain in office, which he did manage to do. Election experts are saying, you know, this could take time for all the ballots to be counted, so hold your horses. He was declared the winner by NBC News, CNN, the Associated Press, said he was humble and grateful to the millions and millions of Californians that exercised their fundamental right to vote and express themselves so overwhelmingly by rejecting the division, is what he said. He said the race was called in his favor noting the election sent a message to the rest of the country. Only twice in U.S. history was a governor removed from office through a recall, in North Dakota in 1921 and California in 2003, when Arnold Schwarzenegger replaced Gray Davis. It's worth mentioning it because it is a chunk of history that we just don't see very often. So Larry Elder was making some waves. I mentioned him. He was one of the prominent Republican candidates. Also, there was Caitlyn Jenner and the San Diego mayor, the former one, Kevin Falconer. He got some votes. There was the assemblyman, Kevin Kiley, and there were some others that were in the middle of this, too. But Elder's campaign, he had a website that was linked to Stop the CA Fraud site where people can sign a petition demanding a special legislative session to investigate the twisted results well before they were announced, is what they said on the site. So Elder didn't immediately acknowledge Newsom's win after a bunch of outlets called the race. And I think the campaign to recall Newsom centered on his COVID-19 policies. I mean, let's face it, California was one of the epicenters of COVID-19, of the outbreak last year. And Elder was saying, you know, he's highly critical, obviously, of what happened with businesses and several other aspects of what Gavin Newsom was doing. But exit polls show that COVID-19 was the top issue for the voters in California, followed by homelessness, the economy, wildfires, and crime. About a third of the voters, according to these exit polls, listed COVID-19 as the top issue in determining how they voted. So there is something to glean from this, depending on where we are, midterm elections, and then once we go back to another presidential race, what happens there? Where are we? Has this all been pushed out? I'll tell you what, in the middle of Nicholas, in the middle of what's going on with COVID, you have a wild firestorm of a different sort. General Mark Milley, top military advisor to former President Trump, questioned Donald Trump's mental state after the election. But there's a new book called Peril that's out. Milley's plan was to limit the former president's control over military action, and it's described in this book. In Peril, one of the things that is written, it's a book by Bob Woodward and Robert Costa of the Washington Post, they write, Milley was afraid Trump had constructed his own alternate reality about endless election conspiracies and was worried the former president could go rogue. Milley told a senior staffer, you never know what a president's trigger point is. And apparently he called a secret meeting of senior military officials at the Pentagon on January 8th to review the process for military action, including launching nuclear weapons. And he instructed, in this book they're saying this, he instructed those in charge of the National Military Command Center, the Pentagon's war room, not to take orders from anyone without his involvement. And Milley's actions were prompted by a phone call with House Speaker Nancy Pelosi. So needless to say, a lot of people are saying Milley got to go and are calling for his resignation. Even at one point, there was the suggestion that Milley reviewed intelligence suggesting China believed the U.S. was preparing for an attack and he was going to warn China if there was an attack. What? Hang with us.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown, small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Brought to you by Bank of America. A recent Bank of America survey found 61% of college students practice saving. However, just 45% create and stick to a budget. Budgeting is a critical lifelong skill and allows you to save strategically. Erin McCullen, Head of Deposit Products at Bank of America.
As a college student, it's all too easy to overspend and bust your budget. Every dollar counts when purchasing textbooks, restocking the fridge, or catching up with friends over dinner. When you head back to campus and activities ramp up, creating or updating your budget is critical. Also look for ways to start saving for the future, even if it's a small amount. Automatic saving tools like Bank of America's Keep the Change make it easy to incorporate savings into everyday college life.
Keep the Change rounds purchases made with a Bank of America debit card to the nearest dollar and transfers the change to a savings account. Learn more at bankofamerica.com/students.
Yes, it's true. Michael Myers is back. Oh, Halloween. Is Michael Myers still alive? Are you kidding me? In 2021? Apparently, because I just saw Jamie Lee Curtis in a promo for Michael Myers and this latest version of the Halloween series is called Halloween Kills. I mean, aren't we done with Michael Myers? Are you scared of Michael Myers? Do you know who he is? If you don't know who he is, he's this character with dead-looking eyes and a hockey mask, in the old-fashioned kind of hockey mask. He has a jumper that he wears and a bloody knife that he carries around, and he slashes teenagers especially. The backstory is he's a fictional character from the Halloween series of slasher films. He first appeared in 1978 in John Carpenter's Halloween as a young boy who murders his older sister, Judith Myers. 15 years later, he returns to Haddonfield to murder more teenagers. All right, so John Carpenter's movie, it's based on a town near where I grew up. Like, I used to ride my bike there, Haddonfield, New Jersey. They call it, I think, Haddonfield, Ohio or Illinois, but that's what it's based on, Haddonfield, New Jersey. I mean, why can't he be killed? Why? He's just this external evil force, and he cannot be killed. So here he comes again. He's quiet, he's methodical, and he's unstoppable. He doesn't feel pain. He has an obsession with Halloween. So if you live in Haddonfield, I think that's what you do. You hide from Michael Myers. This seems pretty obvious, right? All right, so you tell me, would you watch 13 horror movies for $1,300? It's really happening. Dish Network is going to pay a viewer $1,300, not $13,000, $1,300 to watch 13 movies based on Stephen King's novels like Carrie, It, The Shining. They're also going to send a survival kit, blankets, popcorn, candy, Stephen King items. You have to wear a Fitbit to track your heart rate during the scary films. They want to monitor any jump scare, screams, or lack of sleep after watching the movies. The people who participate will be given a worksheet to document their experiences, changes in sleep, and comments on just how scary the films were. Would you do this? Now, if you don't want to see 13, you could see 10. I think it's less. There's another opportunity, Finance Buzz. They're recruiting a horror movie heart rate analyst. Their goal, determine whether a movie's budget influences its dread-inducing factor. The heart rate analyst has to wear a Fitbit to track their heartbeat as they watch a mix of low and high budget horror films. I don't know. To me, mic drop moment that you can actually get paid to watch slasher films. Yeah. So if you're interested in doing it, I mean, in all seriousness, like Finance Buzz, you even get a $50 gift card to fund the film marathon. Applications are due September 26th. So you got to get moving on those. Got to get moving on them if you're going to possibly be one of the people selected. 13 movies. I don't know. I don't know if I could you do it, right? It's not for the faint of heart. I would imagine that there's going to be some jumping around. I don't think I could do it. Because, okay, so here's the movies you're going to watch. Carrie, Children of the Corn. I'm trying to think of the ones I've seen. And by the way, Carrie could be the original or it could be the 2013 remake. Children of the Corn, Christine, Creepshow, Cujo, It, the original or 2017 remake, It Chapter 2, Misery, ooh, that was scary, The Mist, Pet Sematary, Salem's Lot, The Shining, and Doctor Sleep. So there you go. Somebody is going to get a swag bag, I mentioned that, of paraphernalia of, you know, the things that you'll get, and it include the Fitbit and the tracking and all that kind of stuff. It's interesting. I'm going to be curious as to who they pick who gets to see this. But if you want to apply, you just go to dish.com/news, get paid to watch Stephen King movies. I mean, hey, whatever. I hope somebody who really needs the money gets picked. And I'm curious to see what happens with the whole heart rate thing. Right? So I was talking about Millie before this, and I didn't get to all the emails, but there wasn't even an email about that. Like, you can't have a general who's disloyal to the president who contacts his Chinese counterpart, it's not a movie, to suggest that if this guy gets out of control, I'm going to let you know if there's any kind of an attack. That would be ridiculous. And this is a part of a book, so do we know if it's exaggeration, hearsay, or really what was happening? What did China believe? And would Millie help them if there was something that they put in place? Ooh. I mean, listen, that makes him an easy target, right? And Trump even said something. He was on Newsmax, and he said that his actions were treason, and he said he didn't even think ever of attacking China. Senator Marco Rubio, the top Republican on the Senate Intelligence Committee, wrote a letter to President Biden urging him to dismiss the Joint Chiefs chairman, saying he had undermined the commander-in-chief and contemplated a treasonous leak of classified info to the Chinese Communist Party in advance of a potential armed conflict. Yeah, not good. Peril. Might be interesting to see what else is discussed in this and what else was maybe unearthed. And especially sometimes when Bob Woodward is attached to it, he has pretty good sources. And so I'm curious about the whole Milley thing and how much was nailed down about what he was trying to do, which it sounds like to undermine Trump. And no matter what, I just had this discussion with my husband who was in the Navy. You know, he was the commander in chief. So why would you be dealing with your counterpart in China about attacks? And apparently, according to the book, is that he was worried that that was a real possibility, that that could happen. I'd be curious to see what else is on, I'd say what else is on the books. You know, what else can we look at? But to me, at first blush, boy, that is not what you have. Can't have a general doing that. I mean, you can't have that. So would he, and Biden's not going to replace him, but is that something that when you have the chairman of the Joint Chiefs who's facing calls of resignation, because you can't have someone in that position undermining the president? Because can you imagine if there wasn't that trust bond, and any president, I don't care, Democrat or Republican, comes in and that's the problem, unless something is completely off the rails. All right, a couple of quick hits for you about one, a game show, and one, a veteran. Let's go with a veteran first. The oldest U.S. veteran of World War II is celebrating his 112th birthday. How cool is that? Lawrence Brooks, drafted in 1940 in the Army's 91st Engineer Battalion. Wow. They had a drive-by party at his New Orleans home hosted by the National World War II Museum. And, of course, he was got greetings from the Louisiana Governor, John Bel Edwards, who tweeted about him and so many others. I love his story. You know, parades, live performances, all that kinds of stuff. And he's lived in New Orleans since 1929. He has a story to tell, too. He was delivering a load of barbed wire to the front when one of the engines of the C-47 he was traveling in went out. They dumped the barbed wire because of the weight. He made his way to the cockpit, told the pilot and co-pilot, since they were the only two with parachutes, if they had to jump for it, he was going to grab onto one of them. They made it through, I guess, and laughed about it afterwards. Whew! And The Price is Right. Congratulations. Did you ever see that show? I always get The Price wrong, which you can tell I'm not someone who's going to be doing a lot of shopping, I guess, right? Because I'm doing this show. Price is Right, 50 years old. Stay with us.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki. California Governor Gavin Newsom is projected to turn back a recall effort, with about 60% of precincts reporting no to the recall is leading 67 to 33%. Newsom becomes the second governor in the country's history to defeat an effort to remove him from office before the completion of his term. For the first time since the Great Recession of 2011, the median household income in the United States has declined. New data from the Census Bureau shows that the median household income decreased to $67,500 between 2019 and 2020, a drop of nearly 3% amid the pandemic. And NBA players will not be required to be vaccinated against COVID-19 when the new season starts in October. ESPN reporting that the NBA Players Association has refused to allow a vaccine mandate to be included in the league's COVID protocols and procedures. This is USA Radio News. Arizona's Attorney General is taking aim at President Biden's vaccine mandates. Tim Berg has more.
Arizona is taking the Biden administration to court over its new requirement for people to roll up their sleeves. It says the federal government and contractors, along with workers at larger companies, must get the COVID-19 vaccine or be tested weekly. Arizona Attorney General Mark Brnovich argues the mandate violates the Equal Protection Clause of the Constitution by favoring illegal immigrants because they're allowed to say no to the shot.
And Haiti's chief prosecutor is seeking to charge the country's prime minister in the assassination of President Jovenel Moïse. Prosecutor Bedford Claude has asked a judge to ban Prime Minister Ariel Henry from leaving the country, calling him a flight risk. The investigation into the July assassination of Moïse in a highly coordinated attack continues, with prosecutors claiming that one of the suspects arrested in the killing called Henry twice after the assassination. This is USA Radio News.
Hey y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now, if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Time to
invade the bad game.
Here we are in the man cave. We are truly couch potatoes. Are we slaves to college football and pro football? I think it's such a good release for the tension of what we feel so much in the world today. Seriously, that's what I love about sports. So it might have been tense for you if you were a Packers fan, but Houdat Nation, my pals in New Orleans. I told you New Orleans was going to be a lot better than they were predicted to this season by some of the analysts who did preseason workups. Hey, the Saints pulled off an incredible upset in week one. They blew out Aaron Rodgers and the Packers 38-3. I mean, it was so crazy out of hand that you saw Jordan Love. So if you had tuned into the game late, the MVP of the NFL was replaced by Jordan Love with 10 minutes left in the fourth quarter. Rodgers passed for 133 yards, threw two interceptions, so unlike Aaron Rodgers. Jameis Winston, give credit to him, give credit to the Saints. I mean, he was great. Nothing sexy in the line, but he completed 14 of 20 passes, 148 passing yards, and a career-high 5 touchdowns. So here's the thing. I think Sean Payton was brilliant in what he did with the offense. Efficient, playmaking, just doing the things that you do to keep the tempo going for successful drives, not sexy long bombs. And huge in the trenches. The just, you know, lack of offense for the Packers and the
But it comforted me to know that I was doing something, I was proactive, and that's what I did every day. And then eventually, we had the aha idea to create something that would not only benefit me, but would also benefit other parents. So we looked around, and I was very fortunate that there were people in my family who were able to help me with the finance, who were able to help me with the knowledge that I didn't necessarily have. My sister was a nurse. So we combined all of these skills and we created the first center. And luckily, parents liked what we did. And I know this because we can be very sneaky sometimes in business. We go to check out the competition just to see what they're doing that you're not doing and why people would use them. And what we noticed was when we checked out other nurseries, they were using some of our ideas. And eventually, we'd be able to spot when someone walked in pretending that they were a parent in need of childcare. And we thought, oh, there's another one. I didn't mind because it shows that we might have been doing something good, but people were prepared to copy what we were doing, and that happened quite a bit. So I guess I should take it as a compliment and not feel aggrieved that they were copying our ideas. And it grew. I know. It grew. And we then developed nurseries for hospital staff, so we're serving the general public and the hospital staff as well. We had two hospital sites. So you had to be on point with the doctors and the nurses and all the staff. We had to get it right. So as time grew, we looked at doing things in a different way. And again, that was replicated. And many, many, many years later, I walked into a nursery. When I started this book, I was checking up on nurseries to see what they're doing. And lo and behold, I look in the corner and I thought, are you kidding? That idea was dated all those years ago, and you're still using it? And it was something very simple. We didn't have an industry that supplied equipment for a nursery. They do now. So we had to be inventive. My mother came up with this idea of using these plastic baskets, these red baskets that we got from a shop. So that we could put things in them, personal stuff for each child, so that it was there with their name. If the staff member needed to get something for that child, she could go to it quickly. And then I saw these same baskets, same color, in a nursery, years and years later, and I'm thinking, wow, that's a very, very old idea. Surely they have something better now. But as I said, it's okay. It's okay if people do that.
Yeah, because you saw that it worked. People liked what you were doing. So in the book, Five Keys to Choosing the Best Nursery Care for Your Child, we don't want to give it all away because you can get this book, of course, on Amazon. But what are some of the keys? What are some of the things to look for?
Personally, and I will say this, and I don't know if other people do it. Okay, so I've got the experience. I start looking as I walk into the car park. I start looking to see what cars are in the, what's there. Right? If the staff are well served, it reflects on the children. So I start looking in the car park to see if they have cars or if they're having to use public transport. Because that gives me a picture before I walk into the door. And in all honesty, I can look at the building, I can look at the playground, but when I get to the door, how I'm received will tell me if I need to go any further. What I'm looking for is that if I booked an appointment, that the staff know that I'm coming. Yes, they're expecting me because I'm looking at security. Because generally you have to book an appointment here in the UK. So I'm looking at the security, okay, how that person receives me. And I would say, I don't know, do you know when you go into hospital and the nurses speak to you in a certain way?
Yeah.
If you're going to visit someone and you're thinking, I haven't lost my capacity to think. You don't have to speak to me in that way. Nursery nurses here do the same thing. It's a particular tone and a particular mannerism. Once I get beyond that, my eyes are scanning everything in that building. I am looking at the security. I'm looking at the safety measures that they have in place. I'm listening to see if I can hear children crying. I'm listening to the interaction between the staff and the children. I will go to every room. I'm looking at the floor space. I'm looking at the natural light. And I'm picking up on everything in that building because I want to see how my child, say if I did have a child, how they're going to be served in that establishment. I'm particularly looking for play areas. I'm looking at the equipment. Is it old? Is it tired? I'm looking at the children, the staff, the uniform. All of these things I'm factoring in because it's telling me what is going on in that facility. Are they investing in the staff? If the staff are well paid, they're happy. The children are happy. Everyone is happy. Everyone benefits. So I'm looking for all of these pointers as I walk around the building. I don't know if that's enough for you.
Yeah, I think that those are great cues, things for people to look for sure. So the book, again, is called Five Keys to Choosing the Best Nursery Care for Your Child. What do you hope people walk away with reading this book? So you gave them some clues there, they read it. What do you hope that they take away?
Well, information that's beneficial, because there's more information in there that is pertinent that I haven't mentioned. Okay, so there's lots of information. Information with regard to food, and I don't know how this information came for me, to me. Information found me, so I've included lots of information there that they would like, that would be applicable to their situation. Wow. And the very last page is like an update. Again, I don't know how I found that information. It found me, but I didn't know the information on that very last page. I didn't know this. And so I included that for parents to help them again locate a facility that is is going to do everything mentioned in the book for the child. I do believe firmly, children are my passion, and I believe firmly that every species' survival depends on how it cares for its young. And childhood, it's the most significant chapter in a child's life, and it's from that point that they go out and, I would say, that period in their life is what sets them on the path years down the line, how they interact with people, how they behave, how they conduct themselves, and what they believe. So, I think that it's very important to get it right at the beginning.
Yeah. Wow. So well
and
said.
Hopefully,
yeah.
Yeah, I believe that. Based on my own childhood, I grew up with my grandparents, and there's something my grandmother said, and I remember I was still a child, and I remember her speaking to someone and saying to them, be careful how you treat that child. One day, you may find yourself standing in front of that child asking for a bank loan. And that stayed with me. And that stayed with me throughout my life. No, I learned from my grandparents. How they treated me, what they believed about children. And that stayed in my head. And there are times when I might be out walking on the street and I see a mum having a little bit of a situation with the child. And I would talk to the child, to distract the child, and calm the child down. The mum doesn't know I'm doing that. I'm not interfering. But for the sake of both mum and child, I'm thinking, those are nice shoes that you're wearing. Or that's a pretty dress. Or I like that toy. And it's amazing how that little distraction, will change that situation for both mum and for the child. And they'll go off happily down the road.
Yeah. So well said.
I'm not nosy. I just see that sometimes, and I just see that there's going to be a battle between the two.
Right.
And sometimes the mum doesn't know what to do or how to, and I'll just distract the child and off they'll go.
Well said. Five Keys to Choosing the Best Nursery Care for Your Child, Kaylee Harper-Jones. Get it on Amazon. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Bank of America. A recent Bank of America survey found 61% of college students practice saving.
However, just 45% create and stick to a budget. Budgeting is a critical lifelong skill and allows you to save strategically. Aaron McCullen, Head of Deposit Products at Bank of America.
As a college student, it's all too easy to overspend and bust your budget. Every dollar counts when purchasing textbooks, restocking the fridge, or catching up with friends over dinner. When you head back to campus and activities ramp up, creating or updating your budget is critical. Also look for ways to start saving for the future, even if it's a small amount. Automatic saving tools like Bank of America's Keep the Change make it easy to incorporate savings into everyday college life.
Keep the Change rounds purchases made with a Bank of America debit card to the nearest dollar and transfers the change to a savings account. Learn more at bankofamerica.com/students.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
What will you do if there's a sudden food shortage? Given recent headlines, it seems likely, and at any moment. That's why it makes common sense to build your emergency food storage supply now, while you still can. Do it with the kind of food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Food that doesn't go bad like what you get at the grocery store. Whose food should you trust? The largest preparedness company in America, My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families going on 14 years. At MyPatriotSupply.com, our mission is your survival. Our emergency food could definitely be your lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. Choose from dozens of delicious meal kits that provide over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs. Order today, and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Going to the man cave. Again, welcome to the man cave. Wow, big story about the Saints and several players testing positive for COVID. We'll talk about that in a second. Also, Gordon and the Nuggets agreeing to a $92 million extension. Wow. And the Bills requiring fans, as we bounce back to the NFL, to be vaccinated. So first, let's start with the Saints and what's happened there. The New Orleans Saints have eight members that have tested positive for COVID-19, calling into question what's going to happen for Sunday's game against the Panthers. This is exactly what we thought could happen. So the total is six offensive coaches, one player, and a nutritionist, supposedly. ESPN broke this story, and they say, according to a source, that's what they're getting. The Saints placed wide receiver Michael Thomas on the reserve COVID-19 list on Tuesday, and he is currently on the physically unable to perform list. Isn't eligible to return to practice until week 7 at the earliest. So Thomas has been doing his rehab in Fort Worth, Texas with the team, which has been practicing at TCU's facility after being displaced by Hurricane Ida. So how about that? Did you know that? This is interesting because the entire team is operating under the NFL's enhanced mitigation protocols. So that means mandatory masking inside facilities, daily testing, no in-person meetings, grab-and-go meals. If they're asymptomatic, vaccinated players and personnel can return when they provide two negative test results 24 hours apart. So the Saints coach Sean Payton said during the summer that the team's coaching and personnel staff were 100% vaccinated. And there you go. The Saints play Sunday
1 o'clock Eastern at Bank of America Stadium in Charlotte. It's a road game, obviously, for them. And we saw what happened after the Green Bay game. They walloped Green Bay 38-3. So they're probably coming off of that high. And that's bummer news. It's just kind of that wait and see thing for sure. All right, speaking of COVID and all that that entails, we're hanging out. I'm in my new lazy boy chair, by the way, in the woe man slash man cave. And just a reminder, we've got Nail the Score coming up on our next show, first hour, last segment. So you have to call in then once I say the game of the week or send me an email and you tell me who you think is going to win the game and what the final score is going to be. If you nail it, you've nailed the score and you win all the prizes. All right, no prize for this, the Buffalo Bills say, but their ownership has announced a new policy that's going to require all fans to be vaccinated to go to games at Highmark Stadium and Key Bank Center. That's the home of course, the Buffalo Sabres because the same ownership. So Pagula Sports and Entertainment, along with Erie County, made that announcement late on Tuesday afternoon. It starts with the September 26th game against the Washington football team. All fans ages 12 and up must have received at least one COVID-19 vaccine shot in order to attend, and they're going to just continue that all the way through. Masks aren't required for those above the age of 12 once that new policy is in place. And they're saying that there's going to be a number of ways for fans to prove they're vaccinated. Photos or copies of vaccine cards will not be accepted. The physical vaccination card, New York State Excelsior Pass, clear digital vaccine cards, and government digital vaccine proof from outside New York State will all be accepted. So how about that? That's something to keep in mind because a lot of people took pictures of their vaccine cards. So now there's an example where they're saying that you have to prove it. So you have to have the physical card or that Excelsior pass or the clear digital vaccine too. Now the Bills become the fourth NFL team to ask fans to be fully vaccinated if they want to go. They join three other teams, New Orleans, Seattle, and Las Vegas. The Saints and Seahawks also recognize a negative test for admittance. The Raiders do not do that. So there's kind of different policies, obviously, all over the place. It just depends on the team as to what they're requiring. And I think that may morph and change, maybe even during the season, too. I mean, we see what happens with COVID and the protocols, and then I think the reaction is going to come after that, that okay, maybe we need to tweak this policy because maybe it's not working. All right, let's jump to the NBA for a second here. Anytime you talk about a big deal that's in the $90 million range, that's a big deal. $92 million extension for 4 years. NBA just hands it out like candy, don't they? So Nuggets forward Aaron Gordon has agreed, apparently, to that four-year $92 million contract extension. Sweet for him. It was reported first, I think, by The Athletic. It includes a player option for the fourth year in 2025 and 26, $88 million in base salary, $4 million in incentives. So he's the 11th player this offseason to sign a veterans extension. And he was dealt to Denver in a March trade that sent shooting guard Gary Harris, if you remember, and rookie R.J. Hampton and Denver's protected 2025 first round pick to the Magic. And you look at Gordon and the upside of Gordon, hey, he's 26. He's averaging 12 points or so a game, 5+ rebounds, 3+ assists in 25 games with Denver. And in the postseason, he really pushed his production to like 11. I want to say it was 11 points, 5 rebounds. The rebounds were seemed to almost always be there. So it's going to be his 8th season in the NBA after being picked number 4 by the Magic in the 2014 draft. Boy, that seems like a long time ago, doesn't it? And just, boy, NBA dunk contest. That's just what I was thinking. Like, what do I think of when I think of Gordon? And that's what I think of. I think of he's an incredible dunk machine. Incredible. All right, we still have baseball going on, and there's lots of conversation about, you know, what's going to happen history-wise with some of the players. And you know, it's all about numbers. That's why I like baseball. It's all about figures. And I look at Vlad Jr. He passes he passes a record that eclipses his dad. So Vladimir Guerrero, with 45 home runs, the Blue Jays are 12-1 in September. How about that? And you think about that battle there in the AL East, and the AL East Rays lost for the fourth time in five games. They're 5-7 this month after going 21-6 in August. So Vladimir became the majors outright home run leader for the first time since the end of June, and for the 15th day this season. And I'll tell you, he's fun to watch. You know, and he eclipsed the single season high set by his dad with Montreal in 2000, and the drive that made that happen came off of his bat at 113.9 miles an hour. And I always like to see, you know, what's the feet on that? What's the hang? 356 feet. What's interesting is that Toronto leads the majors with 232 home runs this season. You know, so they are swinging some big bats, and that's why they're in the position, you know, that they're in at this point. With that, there's also an announcement of a player retirement, Ryan Braun. I can't remember talking to Ryan Braun, Milwaukee Brewers slugger. He announced that he was retiring, and he declined. So he hasn't played this season. He became a free agent when the Brewers declined a $15 million mutual option in his contract last October. And, you know, he was the franchise home run king for the Brewers. And he said, I weighed the decision for months, and I still love the game very much, but the time is right for me to retire from my playing days. Curious as to how old Braun is? 37 years old. He played all of his 14 of his Major League Baseball seasons with the Brewers. Again, second in franchise history and career RBIs, all that kind of stuff. Just amazing the stats that he amassed. 352 home runs. I mean, so rare, right, to be with just one team, but he can say that, yeah, he retired with one team. It's interesting. He was picked in 2005, the amateur draft out of Miami. He was the fifth overall choice. He was the rookie, NL Rookie of the Year in 2007, and he was in the top 15 in MVP voting every year from 2008 to 12. So, I mean, he had some unforgettable moments in Brewers history, you know. Absolutely. So I'm sure he'll be in some way honored, immortalized, whatever, in that stadium. Good guy. Fun to watch him play the great game of baseball. All right, I think the Lazy Boy is starting to break it in a little bit, and I'm going to have to close the door to the man cave for another day. We'll be talking, of course, more NFL. Don't forget, Wednesday, we have Nailed the Score, last segment in our first hour. Thanks for listening to the show. Make it count, everybody. This is Kate Delaney, and I have a confession to make. I'm addicted to journaling. So many of the ideas I get from my radio show or books hit me at weird times, and I need to write them down. Does that happen to you? So I decided to create my own journal with my pal Jackie. Looking for a great gift for your wife, sister, mother, aunt, friend, or boss to end 2020 or kick off 2021? My girlfriend's gratitude journal includes inspirational quotes and loads of room to write, and it just dropped. Here's the best part. You'll also get a copy of my Forbes book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Increase your odds, win big, and become extraordinary. It's loaded with ways to chart your own life and filled with the success habits of some of the biggest names on the planet, stuff they shared with me that can help catapult you. Here's the best part. For both hardcover books, it's just $29.99. Yep, go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer. Again, all of it for just $29.99. I got the shipping covered. What are you waiting for? Just go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer today.